If you're a parent who wants to learn tools, tips, and strategies to become a better parent and to teach your kids life skills and connect with them on a deeper level, then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Kate Godfrey, and welcome to the Authenticate podcast, where we'll discuss all things parenting, from boundaries to boredom, discipline to disrespect, and pretty much everything in between. I'm excited to support, encourage, and challenge you no matter where you are in your parenting journey and share mine with you along the way. Let's get started. Friends, it's been a whole hot minute. Welcome back to Authenticate, and welcome to any new listeners that are out there. It has been 7 months since our last episode together. Nate and I recorded our last episode on September 5th, 2022, and that episode was basically us saying that a big change was coming and we were signing off for a while and life got a bit crazy. And now we're back. Well, I'm back anyway. No worries to anyone who's wondering. Yes, we are still together, but Authenticate has a new season, a fresh new look. Nate and the girls will be popping by for episodes to say hi. But I just wanted to take this first episode of season two to tell you guys what we have been up to, really. For anyone who listened last year, I honestly can't remember what we shared. I guess a little bit of what was going on, but after 12 years at the boarding school we had been working at, Nate and I resigned, and that was huge for us. Anybody who knows us or has been listening knows that we worked at this boarding school for 12 years, and we raised our children there. Sydney was a nursing infant whenever we started. She was about 6 months old, and Trinity was a year and a half, and Sydney is going to be 13 this month, which is crazy to me. And Trinity is going to be 15 in July. So it's all that they've known. And we lived together. We worked together. Nate and I had the privilege to raise over 50 kids while working at the boarding school. And it was challenging, but it was also really rewarding. And we don't regret our time there at all. But it was time to move on. And so now I went back into the social work field. I do have my bachelor's of social work, and I am back into the long-term care field. So I am working at 2 long-term care homes in the area that we live near in Elizabethtown, Pennsylvania. And Nate is the superintendent of grounds in Mount Gretna, where we now live. So when we moved September 19th. We moved into our cottage in Mount Gretna, where we used to go for our 3 days off and stay for holidays and things like that. We lived there for about 3 weeks and then moved full-time into our house in Mount Gretna on, I believe it was October 9th. So it's been a wild ride, starting 2 new jobs, having those learning curves, staying temporarily for 3 weeks at our cottage, moving full-time into our house, and then, as you can imagine, anybody who's ever moved, all the unpacking that goes with it. But combined with learning new jobs, it was a lot. The girls did not switch schools, but Trinity was heavy into her soccer season, so there was a lot going on with that. And she just got finished with being in the ensemble in Wizard of Oz. She is now in track, and Sydney is now in the spring soccer season for middle school. And in between all of that, you know, the holidays, and I can't say that I was super excited to decorate for the holidays after having just unpacked all the boxes to then go back up to the attic and unpack some more boxes to decorate. But we made it. It was great. The holidays were great. We were so happy to be in our new home for the holidays. We're so happy in our new jobs and our new positions. And the girls are doing great, and life is good. It's been a big shift, but just like the title of the podcast says, change will do you good. And it has done us so much good. We are so happy. We are living in our most favorite community. We love being here. We love being in Mount Gretna, which is really the woods. It's a close community, and all of the seasons are just beautiful. So we've been so happy, but we are looking forward to spring now that spring is here. It has been a dark and cold winter, not super snowy, but we're ready for porch season and to have friends over and to be outside and do all of those type of things. So that is a quick update of where we've been, what we've been doing. So thank you to everybody who supported us so far. And again, welcome to the new people who are listening. And again, if anybody was listening before, you know we had several pivots last year, and that is one of Nate's least favorite words, but we did. When I started Authenticate originally, it was interviewing people for their stories, and then Nate and I did it together for a while with parenting content, but he got a wee bit busy with the multiple other things that he has under his belt, and I've kind of honed and strategized what I want to do with the podcast and really just want to focus on parenting and giving great parenting content. So I will be showing up here weekly. You guys will be hearing directly from me, as well as other mamas who I have already interviewed, and I have more interviews scheduled. So I'm excited about that. You guys can listen to their journeys. They have wisdom and insight onto what's worked and not worked for them, and just real authentic parenting from real moms. So we have that. And then, like I said, Nate and the girls will be popping on to give their two cents on different topics once in a while as well. So really, for this new season of Authenticate, I just want every one of you guys to know that, for those of you who are new especially, but those who have been listening that are looking for parenting support and encouragement, practical tips and advice, you can find it right here. Like I already said, we have 12 years of professional parenting experience under our belt, and we're still parenting our own two kids. And every day can be the same sometimes and feel like you're in Groundhog Day, or it can be completely different and you wonder who your children have become, and sometimes maybe who you have become. So this is not only just for our kids, but it's really for us as well, so we can all be more conscious of how we parent, be more self-aware, so we can look into ourselves and really deal with our stuff and our emotions, so we can be the best parents that we really want to be for our kids. It's going to answer questions you may have. And if you have questions, feel free to email me and feel free to DM me. You can DM me either in Facebook or on Instagram. And if you have questions, do the same, or email me at authenticate22@gmail.com. But this is a podcast for you. This is not about me. I can be and will be sharing my experiences and my mess ups and my mistakes, which we all make. But this is really about you. This is a podcast for you where I can support you, and other moms who I interview can support you, so you really know that we are all in this together. There's nothing that you're facing that I'm sure another parent, another mama has not faced herself. So that's really what this season is going to be about. And hopefully the next few seasons as we go along, it's going to be an adventure. So just like we had an adventure the last 7 months, I am really looking forward to the next 9 months of this year, bringing you guys great content that will be useful to you and helpful to you, supporting and encouraging you. Because really, parenting is the ultimate learning curve. We learn every single day from our kids, from our partners, and we're going to learn every single year. But I just want to reiterate the point that we really have only so much time with our kids. I know for those of you who are listening who may have babies or toddlers or young school-age kids, it seems like you have so many years ahead of you, but it goes so fast. I cannot believe that I only have a few more years left with my girls, and then they're going to be out of the house. So I want to be the best parent I can be for them as well. So enjoy, guys. I hope that you enjoy this season. Thank you for coming back. Thank you for your support. And check out in the show notes all of the links that you can click on. You can join the Authenticate private Facebook group. You can follow me on Instagram. You can grab your free guide that I have created, my 3 secrets to disciplining your children effectively and in love. And you can check out the website and all sorts of other things. So check out the show notes for things that may interest you, and follow along with me on this journey. I am so glad you're with me. I am so glad to be back. I am looking forward to being with you every week, and I hope you guys have a great week as well. So happy Monday, and I will see you next time.